You're listening to Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. This show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Emporium, Award World Trophies, First Federal Savings Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dye Brothers Construction, as well as ARAM Pest Control. Today we'll hear from Mo Sutton, the head coach, breaking down a 28-14 win against Central, Harrison's first win of the year. He's also going to get us ready for Friday night against Modern Day. That and we're going to hear from yet another Sutton on this program. A lot to get to on WREF Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show. When we return on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, head coach Mo Sutton for Harrison Football here on The Ref, and breaking down the first win of the year, a 28-14 victory against Central. Coach, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Feeling better. So I guess the best I've felt all season, I guess, if you really want to look at it that way, after a win.
Hey, why not? What was the key to this victory? I know Central and Harrison, you guys have had some close games in the past. Why did you guys come out on top this year?
I think main thing for us was confidence. And, I mean, you know, Central has the same, some of the same players that we have. These guys know each other from the community. You know, the guys really, you know, the noticing their record and, you know, our record, and our guys just came in with a little bit of confidence, a little bit more confidence playing Central than they have the other opponents. So I think that was the main difference.
You guys had a couple of seniors step up defensively, made some big tackles. You had Stephen Chen, and then you had another senior as well. Chen had 11 tackles, and you had 10 more tackles coming from Jones. Three of them were solo tackles as well. So Michael Jones, Stephen Chen, what did they do to get those tackles and to wrap up and to help out your defense?
Well, I think you know, it's all coming into reality for those guys, and you know, these could be their last times ever strapping it up, and you know, they want to go out with a bang. So I think those guys play with a little bit more passion and a little bit more heart, and they put it all on the line, and putting it all on the line, those guys were successful. So that was good for those guys, man, and I really have been, you know, pumping those guys up and reminding them of, you know, you give 100% effort, you know, you give the dividends, good things will happen. So, you know, we're gonna ride off that this week.
What was the key to success offensively? How'd you guys go about moving the football and scoring? I know you had the passing touchdown in the first quarter, kind of set the tone, but take me through the offensive game plan and who stepped up.
mean, we were able to run the football a little bit and, you know, manage the game. I mean, that's the name of the game is clock management and extending drives. And, you know, our quarterback made some plays that he had made in the past few games, Bravone. So definitely made a difference for us. And I was glad for him because he had been struggling, you know, this year taking over the reins. He struggled a little bit early and finally found his rhythm Friday night, and that made a whole lot of difference for us.
You know, Coach, we're talking about this first half and kind of setting the tone. You guys took a 21-7 lead into the break en route to a 28-14 win against Central, first of the year. Again, this is Mo Sutton, week 8 of the Harrison Football Show. And it might not feel like the biggest thing because you guys got the turnover and you didn't score off of it, but Central towards the end of that second quarter marching down the field right by midfield, they fumble, you recover. How big was that recovery, that stop for your defense right before the break in order to make sure that Central didn't get a little bit closer and get within one score into the break?
Well, heck, if you look at, you know, some of the past scores, man, we haven't stopped anybody. And, you know, just to be honest, just to get a stop in general, man, that is huge for us. And stopping their momentum gave us the momentum we needed to keep fighting. And again, boosting our confidence, and we were able to come out and take care of business. You know, sometimes when you come out of halftime, you know, we were a little lax, a little bad, but, you know, we were able to regain focus after halftime, and we finished, and that was a big thing. We finished, so pretty excited about that.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football, coming off of a 28-14 win, the first dub of the year for the Warriors against Central. We're going to continue talking about this game and more when we return on WREF. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Daryl Sutton is here on the ref and talking about his role, his 111th, after Harrison's big win against Central, 28-14 on Friday. Hey, Daryl, really appreciate the time. How we doing?
How you doing, sir? I'm doing great.
Hey, so for you to be a big part of getting a win like this, how does that feel?
It feels really great. You know, everybody pushing every week to, you know, do their best. It was a great feeling after, you know, I came back. I was out for like seven weeks, and coming back from my injury from a win, it really felt great.
What did it take for you to get back? I know that injuries are never fun, and they're hard work, maybe even harder work than whatever you do on the field trying to get back and get back healthier or stronger than ever before. So take me through what that was like for you.
It was hard, man. Like, every week I was trying to get back, but my coach told me I had to sit because of my injuries. And, like, I thought I was only going to be out for, like, 2 or 3 weeks, but I was out 4. And I was actually hurting while playing through the game, and I was pushing through the pain, you know, for my teammates so we could win the game.
Yeah, but winning, that's the best medicine. Am I right, Darryl? So let me ask you this. Now, remember, you're on the radio here, but how did you and your friends celebrate this win? Because that is a big moment for this team, this program, and this year.
Man, we went crazy in the Central's locker room and on the bus. And on the bus way home, too. It was just a great feeling, you know?
No doubt. And you guys have an opportunity here to take down Modern Day maybe this upcoming Friday, and then you have a game with Bossy.
Yes,
trying to finish this game, or rather this season, strong before the sectional.
Yes,
how do you feel? I'll ask you about Modern Day specifically in a second, but how do you feel about where this team is? I know you guys got off to the slow start, but it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. So how do you feel about the progression and development of this team?
It's really grown, you know, over the weeks, you know, down and falls. But I feel like our discipline, it really changed over the weeks, especially versus Central. I feel like it was, you know, it was a great experience how the team can be and will be during on the future and on the, like, our sectional run, you know.
Again, I'm going to ask you about Modern Day in just a moment, but first I want to go back and ask you about the Central game real quick, because obviously there are a lot of moments in a win, in a game like that, that stick out for you. You had 5 tackles. You had a tackle for loss. Being in the secondary, you were challenged. So is there a play or a moment from that game that sticks out to you in what you did well to get Harrison, or at least to help Harrison, to a victory?
Well, first I'm going to talk about play. I should have done well. It was their very first patch play. They threw the ball right there. It was right in my hands, you know. I just, you know, dropped it. But during on, I think it was second quarter before half, they were driving down the field. And the QB rose out. He pump faked it to the receiver, and I'm right there. And then he throws the ball again, and then I pick it off. And that escalated for our team to go score on. And it just built a momentum up, leading on to halftime.
Hey, Darryl, really appreciate you taking the time. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about Modern Day. Obviously, you made some big plays against Central. What is your role against Modern Day in trying to get this team to 2 consecutive wins?
My role is being a leader, showing up for my teammates as I can be. And really, you know, Modern Day, they have a good running back. They have some good receivers. We just got to play. Our guys line up to their guys. I feel like we have a chance, you know.
That's Darryl Sutton, the other Sutton in Harrison football, right here on WREF Week 8 of the Warrior Football Show. Darryl, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the win, and good luck on Friday.
Yes, sir.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop on week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Mo Sutton is here. Coming off of the high of a 28-14 win against Central, the Warriors trying to take that momentum into their upcoming game on Friday at home against Mater Dei. Now, coach, before I ask you about the X's and O's of this game, it is senior day for your group, so take me through this senior class and what you know about them and how you plan to send them off.
Well, this is an interesting group. I met these guys, a few of them, when they were in eighth grade, coming out of COVID, trying to rebuild the program. And these guys were just in middle school. So I think they were seventh graders at the time. It's been an experience watching these guys grow into young men. And, I'm really close with these guys off the field. I feel like we definitely have a connection. I wish I would have met these kids a little earlier in their lives and maybe when they were in youth league. But, I know these kids give me everything they got. Seeing them on senior night will be something special. I do have a daughter that grew up alongside these boys that she's a senior as well, senior cheerleader. So, I've been around these kids for a while, and, it's all coming to the end of the season fast and in a hurry, and, it's something special to watch these kids grow.
Wait, Coach, it's also hers. I'm asking about the team senior day, but your daughter's walking too, so how's that going to work? You're gonna be dad for a second, or are you going to be locked in as head coach in that moment right before the game starts?
Hey, man, I'm always dad. But, yeah, again, just being coach with these guys, man, is a great opportunity for me as a man, and, a special opportunity. I embrace it and, enjoy it. So being there with those guys and being consistent and I'll always be in their life and always be coach. Seeing their families for one of the few, all together be a special night for us.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football, trying to parlay last week's win against Central into a win this upcoming week against Mater Dei. So from an X's and O's standpoint, Coach, what's it going to take down the Wildcats?
Well, we know that they are a fundamentally sound team, and, you got to come out and play. They built a tradition over there, and we got to realize or understand we're not playing a tradition, we're playing a team. We just got to come out and play football and establish ourselves early on and, come up with some early stops on D and score some points on offense in the first half to give us a chance.
You've seen this team with Tate Mallory. You've seen this team now without Tate Mallory and watching the tape from last week's game. What is the difference between Mater Dei with and Mater Dei without their starting quarterback?
Well, I don't think they really fall off a whole lot. I mean, the guy they have in now, I mean, he can throw the ball. He can run the ball. I mean, they're not taking any steps back. So we can expect them to be physical up front. They'll get the ball on the perimeter. They'll try to run it down our throats. They're not going to change who they are just because the quarterback's out.
And Coach, you mentioned Bavone. I'm sorry to cut you off. You mentioned Bavone, your starting quarterback, was making some plays that he hadn't, had not made consistently to start the year. What was the difference for him last week against Central, and what's your message to him to keep that going against Mater Dei?
I mean, he just had a different sense of confidence, man. And,
yeah.
Some of these kids, man, I mean, they get in their minds, playing the traditional powerhouses, man, and they get nervous, man. Nervous is a feeling for these guys, and some of them, don't make the best decisions when they are under pressure. But he definitely was a little bit more relaxed this week, and you could see it in his play, and he felt a lot more confident throwing the football and running the ball. So, I hope that he carries this confidence into this week, after getting a win under his belt, and, he played the football that we knew he could play, and we had seen him play at the lower levels, and it just he showed the rest of the conference and proved it to himself Friday night that he could still do it. So, you know, looking for a repeat for that kid, and man, we're loving him up and pushing him as we always do. So we expect the same outcome from him or output from him, and he brings the rest of the guys around him up to another level as well.
Coach, can't wait to see what you guys put out there on Friday night against Mater Dei at Romaine. And, well, it should be fun because it is senior night. You guys have some momentum now after that win against Central. So, good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You've been listening to Week 8 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRef.com and the WREF mobile app.